Haggai chapter 1. Once upon a time, long ago, as in fairy tales, we lived comfortably in a small rented apartment. After a couple of years, when we already had our first daughter and confident that our family would continue to grow, we began to dream of having a house of our own. We found a house that we fell in love with, but it was not within our reach. Although it was not close to where we lived, we went many times to see it. Lo and behold, the seller lowered the price and helped us with the financing, and finally we acquired it. But, as in the apartment, we had also rented the furniture. We only acquired the essential furniture and left several rooms empty for several years. God allowed that house to be the stage where we practice hospitality by receiving many visitors and having long talks of a spiritual nature, and in the process, not making our house our priority. Unfortunately, the Jews who had returned did not align their priorities well. It is time for you, yourselves, to live in your expensive paneled houses while this house of the Lord lies in ruins. Verse 4. It is not about size or how expensive it is, but about the place it occupies in our lives. Caring for our home brings legitimate satisfaction, but caring for the house of the Lord brings another level of personal satisfaction, and can also impact the kingdom of God. Cleanliness and beauty in the house of the Lord are an eloquent message to those who visit us. Finally, it is not surprising that we take care of his earthly household when he takes care of ours above. John 14:2. I go to you to prepare a place for you.